Now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best 7-year warranty.
5 minutes away from three, Richard Arnold, a TV legend, has passed away aged 80.
That's for sure. TV shows and films and real life chronicle the changing roles of women for several decades. When Mary Tyler Moore was hired to play Laura Petrie in the Dick Van Dyke Show in the 1960s, still in reruns, Carl Reiner, who hired her, said there was a smile on her face and a ping in her voice, is the way he put it, that he couldn't get out of his head. He played Alan Brady, the crusty TV star in the show, and says his favourite scene ever with her was this one, where Mary accidentally lets slip on air that he is bald, so he offers her all of his toupees, the whole collection.
You want a scalp to hang on your belt? This is a cute one. I had this one made so people will say, Alan is losing his hair. Would you like that one? Or would you like a crew cut one I had made for the summer? Oh, this one, Mike. Alan, you need a haircut. Huh? Would you like these? What do you suggest I do with all of these now, huh?
Well, there must be some needy bald people.
She moved on from housewife in the 60s to challenging a life in what then was a man's world in a TV news office in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where she mixed sort of vulnerability with an independent streak along the way.
I mean, I am the associate producer on the show.
In its way, this was groundbreaking stuff if you think back to the Mad Men era, back in the 70s and such. The toss of the beret in the opening credits became iconic as well. There's a statue of that very moment on display in the centre of Minneapolis still. Privately, Mary Tyler Moore really was challenged at times in life. In 1980, she made the film Ordinary People, for which she was Oscar nominated. It was the story of a mother who loses a son. 6 months later, in real life, her own 24-year-old son, Richie, accidentally killed himself with a shotgun. She divorced a year later, remarried, but dealt with alcoholism and diabetes, speaking publicly about those battles in ways that, again, were unusual for the time. So Mary Tyler Moore in life and on screen, speaking to her generation.
Yeah, she will be missed. She will be missed. I remember growing up watching the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So many of us did. Now, mate, political-wise there, President Trump, it's on the building of the wall on the Mexico border.
He is following through on those plans. Yes, he said often during the campaign that he would build a great wall, a beautiful wall, and that Mexico would pay for it. Build the wall was the familiar chant at the rallies. The kind of wall and its cost, unclear. Current estimate is around $14 billion US, could be more. Also, there are some areas, say in Texas along the Rio Grande, where the mountains and cliffs make it virtually impossible to build any walls. In some spots, fencing exists already. There are already about 1,000 k's of fencing along the divide between the sister cities of Nogales in Arizona and Mexico. That cost some billions. Supporters of the wall say it would cut down on illegal immigration, crime and drugs. Critics of the wall say it ignores the fact that Hispanic workers float the California economy, especially food production. They say also that most illegal immigrants fly in, overstay visas, and that as for drugs, typically those drug peddlers build tunnels and so on. So many of those financial questions still linger.
Yeah, how it's all going to be funded. Richard, thank you very much. But happy Australia Day too, by the way.
Happy Australia Day, yes indeed.
Celebrate well in true Australian fashion over there. Richard Arnold in the US.